Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. It's me and B. It's B. Mitch and Finley on your radio, your podcast, your YouTube, wherever the hell you access this content. Thank you for joining us. It was easy to talk away the Pittsburgh loss. The Steelers were really good. Washington kind of gave that thing away late. 5 days later, you got to go to Philadelphia. That's a really uphill climb before you even get off the bus. 10 days later, healthy against a 3-7 Cowboys team. That's a bad loss. Here we are. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening with you?
I want to credit you all last week. You were saying, yo, don't take this one for granted. Division games are crazy. You were proven correct. If both these teams played well and Dallas just made more plays late, I think I could wrap my head around it a lot more. Dallas, in the first half of this game, tried as hard as humanly possible to give the game away. They wanted Washington to win. Mm-hmm. Score should have been 20-0. And Washington, it was like someone handed them something and they handed it right back. They refused to accept the gifts that Dallas was giving them. True. The Commanders' starting field position in this game, their first three possessions, Brian, they started the Dallas 40, their own 32, the Dallas 47. I'll keep going. Then the Washington 42, then the Dallas 39. I mean, just unbelievable gifts. They got the interception on Cooper Rush in the second quarter. We're not able to generate a first down. The last three turnovers this team had gotten, three turnovers, two against Pittsburgh, one against Dallas. They've generated one first down off three turnovers. Yeah. That's abhorrent. I think
it is. It is. And
Dallas tried to give them this thing, and they refused to accept it.
Dallas tried to do it, and early in the game, my comments were, if we don't take advantage of these opportunities, it will come back to haunt us. And I know everybody goes straight to the offense and things, but I heard players last night talking about not executing, and they're exactly right. You know, you get in the games a lot of times, and the average fan and a lot of media people, they feel just because a play is called, it's supposed to work. Just because a play called doesn't mean it's going to work, and just because it's called don't mean it can't work. They may call the wrong play, but sometimes you just got to make it. That play at the end with Terry and Jaden Hale, that wasn't made to be easy like that.
No.
But those two dudes, a great throw and a hell of a run, effort to get to the end zone by Terry. Players got to make plays.
Players have to make
plays.
They
got to make more plays.
But my concern is, everybody thought they were overperforming, and then that performance got to be consistent. So then people are like, man, this is who they are. They're going to compete with Detroit. Now maybe you're seeing some regression to the mean. I don't know. It's too much to take in.
But I think they
no longer can run the ball. There's stats that'll show you that.
That was the issue right there about just because they were winning some games, they can compete with Detroit. I think we got past where this team really is. They played better. But they still are a young team learning. It's still the rebuild. And I am always reminded of David Aldridge's comment to us that we got to get to the point where this year was a year where if you get to the stuff that you saw with Jaden throughout, you're good. And I think that's the ultimate thing because we won a few games and we automatically were putting us in the playoffs and the Super Bowl. That's why I'm always pumping the brakes on that stuff because you're going to go through some games. And that game yesterday, I knew one of those was coming. I didn't know it was going to be that game, especially after the 10 days.
I think the fact that you have rest, I mean, if I get to hear Dan Quinn and some of the players talk about like, oh, well, we got a good week of practice, like, cool. Where was it? Where was all of it? If they had less than 100 yards passing in the third quarter. There's a couple games over the last month, 6 weeks, that will skew the statistics a bit, because Washington ended up with pretty solid offensive numbers by the end of this game. But you can't have these extended periods of significant offensive futility and expect to win games. I thought defensively yesterday, against the Eagles and the Steelers, the Commanders' defense played 50, 55 minutes of really good D. They didn't yesterday. They were bending, and then the Cowboys were bailing them out. But Dallas hadn't been able to run the ball at all. They were gashing you yesterday, early. And Rico Dowdle, who really appears to be probably a good backup running back, he finished with almost 90 yards yesterday. And early in this game, I mean, Dallas's first two drives. Now, granted, they gave you it's the spirit of giving, Lamphill. It's Black Friday a little earlier for the Washington defense, because they were just cutting deals all over the place. If Dallas actually is able to convert on the field goals, it's 6-0, or maybe more than that. But the first two drives, everybody's going to get so caught up offensively. The first two drives yesterday, Dallas goes 7 plays, 43 yards, gets the field goal blocked. But they got to the Washington 17 on that thing. They got 2 first downs on their first drive. The next drive, they go 10 plays, 44 yards. They got to the Washington 24, and then they missed the field goal. So they're bending but not breaking. Ideally, an offense that's been completely inept, you'd love to not have to bend so much. This ain't gymnastics.
Yeah, but I listen, man. I keep saying Dallas still got players, and they didn't get into the end zone early. So they were still kicking field goals. So the defense was playing well enough for our offense as it was to perform, and we did not. If you get a field goal, I mean a touchdown here or there, that defense, that team on Dallas begins to play a different game. You score a few touchdowns, Dallas quits in that first half.
Totally.
But they didn't. And I think the ultimate thing is players have to make plays. The schemes are not going to win games.
B, speaking of players making plays, this – honestly, makes me want to throw up in my mouth a little bit. So they blocked the field goal. The place is going nuts. Shout out to the crowd at Northwest, because before things went nuts and the Cowboys end up with a fourth quarter lead, like the Burgundy crowd was dominating the blue crowd. They were both there, but it was a Burgundy scene. They blocked the field goal. They have first and 10 from the Dallas 40, and the place is going bananas. Hey, dude, this is...
You got to get a damn touchdown.
3-4 minutes into the game.
Yes.
7 plays for 17 yards. They hit one pass for 16. Or I think it was even a Jaden run, rather. Pardon me. It was a Jaden run for 16 yards. That's the only offense they could generate on 7 plays. And then they had to kick a field goal from the 23. And honestly, huzzah, they made one, we would later learn as this game would go on. That is immediate confirmation of these offensive troubles. And like, if Jeff Walker and everybody in the stands could feel that, the freaking team feels it too.
Yeah.
Oh man, another chance we're not capitalizing on. And then Dallas goes back. I don't know. The end of this game was so bananas that I don't know what to make of this early on. So Dallas misses another one. Washington gets the ball at their 32. They go 7 plays, 36 yards. It's a decent little drive. Nothing crazy, but it's a decent little drive. But they were running the hell out of the football. Dallas came into this 31st in the NFL in rush yards allowed. Dallas was allowing about 150 a game. They finally just were establishing Brian Robinson. He was just running the ball. No, this is prior to that.
But then he got hurt.
Eventually.
After that. Yeah.
But no, you get 3rd and 2 deep in Dallas, not deep in Dallas territory, but in Dallas territory. That's when Jaden throws the little, I suppose it was a slant to Noah Brown. Incomplete. 3rd and 2 from the Dallas 32. To me, you're throwing there because you're going for it on 4th down. This team's been so aggressive on 4th down throughout the season. Instead, they don't, which I was just surprised by. I thought when they threw the ball on 3rd, it's because they're coming back to B-Rob on 4th. You know, a lot of times coaches will have that decision made up. Like, all right, we're doing this, and then we're already prepared for the next one. That's when Seibert misses the 52-yarder. So not only not only does that go from, okay, you didn't go for it, because what's the downside of going for it is if you don't get it, they get the ball where you are, right? But if you kick a 52-yarder with a dude that's coming off a hip problem that hasn't been nails from outside of like 50 all year, then they get the ball where you kicked it from.
Yeah.
So you gave up the field position battle there. You're actually giving up yards. That's perhaps, considering everything that happened at the end of this game, that becomes less important. But I was surprised by that decision, especially with how aggressive they've been all year. It does seem to me that, and maybe this is more of a result of execution, because if they were executing, we wouldn't be zeroing in on some of these things so much. But they played with the level of aggression and ballsiness for the first eight games that it seems to be waning. And maybe it's because they don't trust their guys to execute. I don't know. Like, I don't think their mentality has changed, but the calls on the field have changed. You cannot lose this game.
That game has been lost. Let's talk about how they lost it, because they lost it.
Right.
And listen,
that's a simple question then. How would you say they lost it?
They lost it because they came in and they were out-executed and they outperformed. Okay? The two kickoffs late in the game, and it was a block in back completely when Turpin went.
Yeah.
But ultimately, that play right there is a lack of keeping your fundamentals together. Stay in your lane. If everybody's staying in lane, when he turns, he gets destroyed. But everybody crossed it. The onside
kick. The spin move was outrageous.
The spin move. Still, when he spin move, if they were in their lanes, he gets his ass destroyed. 5'8 would have killed him right there if he stays in his lane instead of crossing his face. The onside kick. You can't hit that guy when he crosses up until the ball goes 10 yards. But you know what you can't do? You can't run past him either. And that happened. But you saw some terrific things, like block on special teams. They have to listen. And a young lady last night said, if they ever play a full game on all three phases, then we'll see how good they are. We haven't seen that yet this year. And they allowed Dallas to hang around, till Dallas got confidence. And that is the thing that will kill you in any football game where you're the favorite. And you allow the team that's not favored to get a little confidence, you're in trouble. Because now you start stressing. They're not stressing. They're playing with house money.
Dude, their best drive of the game, until late in the game when Dallas is playing like beyond prevent, but Jaden finally carved them up a little, went 7-for-7 on that late drive. But the drive coming out of halftime was Washington's best drive of the game. That's when Jaden busted the touchdown run on the little option to the left side where Ben Sennett absolutely killed. That was a good scheme, good execution, all of it. So that, it was 3-3 at halftime. Think about this game was 3-3 at halftime and finished 34-26.
Yeah.
It was 10-9 in the fourth quarter and it finished 34-26.
Yeah.
But that drive where they score, right? There's a little bit of buzz going. That was a 10-play, 70-yard drive. They chewed up four first downs. That was a really good-looking drive. And then Cyber comes out and misses the extra point.
Yeah.
And you immediately were like, 9-3. And then Dallas, to their credit, comes back down the field and scores. And their guy, Aubrey, makes the extra point. And it's like, wait a second. How does Dallas have the lead in this thing?
Yeah. But like those little things like that, you know, missing that extra point, you start worrying about that one point coming back to Hornets. You know, I saw little things in that game throughout that troubled me.
Yeah.
You know, and because I've been in games and I watch it, little things like that come back to haunt you. You know, we always talk about the word karma. I think when you do silly stuff early in the game, that's the karma. It comes back and say, should have handled your business early.
Totally.
And we've watched.
It was the Pittsburgh game, dude. They had a double-digit lead in the third quarter and generated two second-half turnovers. This coaching staff, Dan Quinn, Joe Witt, all they talk about is the ball is life, go get the ball. The defense has been doing that.
Yeah.
And the offense can't support it.
They hadn't.
Their run game, I'm getting these stats from Kime. In the first 8 weeks, Washington averaged 5.2 yards per carry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is in the last four? This is the running backs. Mm-hmm. Obviously, things get a little skewed when you get quarterback running in there. The running backs average 5.2. That's now 3.5 yards. in the last four.
And you know, it's not good. And I think early on you were saying, okay, this game's about to go good. Once Brian got hurt, I think a lot of life went out. But then he came back. And you're like, okay, he's back. Things are going to happen. But after the game, I saw he was limping. You know, I don't know how serious it was. I thought Brian was done. The way that looked, yeah, it looked like his leg.
When he got rolled
and
up.
And definition of a hip drop tackle, right? Did they call it? No. I mean, but that's no excuse for that. But when you are trying to build yourself to be a team where people are going to respect and believe in, you have to make the plays when they're there. And you cannot constantly falter when you got opportunities in front of you.
I don't believe B-Rob got a carry in the second half of this thing. He was announced as questionable with an ankle.
He came back in the game.
Did he get another carry?
I don't know if he got another carry, but I know he came back in the game after he went down.
You're saying the big one where it looked like he was done for the
year.
Yes. Yeah. No, right. So we saw him jog to the locker room. They probably had to do an X-ray or something. Then they brought him back out. He came back in and got more carries after that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Then he left again and was announced as questionable with the ankle. Like you're saying, you saw him limping after the game. That was the ankle.
Yeah, but what I'm
but he didn't get a carry in the second half. I think you got to really wonder what your backs are for next weekend. That's a later conversation.
When Brian goes down, they have to have somebody of his caliber to come in. You get what I'm saying? So Austin has been great. But Austin is not Brian Robinson. So McNichols, great, but he's not Brian Robinson. Somebody else has to be able to run the ball when Brian is out and not change up your offense.
I don't disagree, but I don't think that person exists. They released Rodriguez.
They released him and brought him back.
Right.
And when he played just a few weeks ago, he ran the damn ball very good. He needs to be running some balls if Brian can't go.
Yeah.
Because my thing is, it's not necessarily to be of his caliber. You have to be that style of back.
Yeah.
A bigger back who's going to be a body mover. You can't put those slashers in there to do that. Now they're doing that job, which is going to take some out of them, to be able to do their own job.
I'll be honest. I think a lot of times, and I understand why the station does it, right? Like the branding of Misery Monday and all these things. I think sometimes during this start to the season, it hasn't actually been a Misery Monday. It's like, that's a tough loss, but they're 7-3 or whatever, right? Today, legitimate Misery Monday. We're going to open the phone lines up at 11. Babe Laufenberg joins us at 1 o'clock. Nobody go anywhere.